God of relentless possibility, even I am possible in your view of the world. You thought enough of me to create me, and then to never be fully done with me, ever. You breathe new life into me. You cause things to come out of me, goodness and mercy and kindness and grace, that are all from you. Because I know I can't muster those things up on my own. They are from you. Oh, my God. I mean, I know I might say that, and I hear it said around me all the time, but hardly ever in the right kind of spirit. I mean it in the jaw-dropping way. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now, God, that I'm just in awe over what you can do, what you have done, what you will continue to do with me and despite me. You get me out of my own way so that your light shines through. Your miracles spill out of me. It is all grace upon grace, yours and somehow mine. Spill your grace upon my family and friends, the ones who see me when I am not full of your grace, but maybe beans instead, and they still love me, beans and all. So help me show up with the goods for them today, the good stuff, so that they know you are alive and well within me. And I pray for your jaw-dropping love to spill over onto all of my colleagues in southern Minnesota. Your Holy Spirit did not make a mistake in calling them or me to this kind of ministry. Thank you, God. I love you. Amen. Okay, dear chaplain, dear deacon, dear pastor, it is well within you. Just take a look, because God is doing a new thing in you. Trust that. And if your trust, if your faith is a little shaky, know that we are believing it for you. So don't be afraid. God is with you.